You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 77 degrees, KSL's top story. A neighborhood in Holladay was stirred awake early this morning by the sound of an explosion. Here's what they heard. We're learning now that dynamite was found in an old home. It was detonated in the middle of the night. Basically, this dynamite was a family heirloom. We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
The explosives had been stored in the basement and shed for decades, making them even more dangerous. Chief Riley Pilgrim with the Unified Fire Authority told Dave and Dujanovic, dynamite becomes less stable as time goes on.
Some dynamite or explosives are actually so sensitive that if they get light, a certain amount of light on them, a certain amount of heat, if they get tipped over, knocked over, dropped, they will detonate without any warning.
Pilgrim says it wasn't safe to send a team to move it, and they even tried to use a robot, but it couldn't get the explosives out safely. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Some nearby residents evacuated in the night as authorities got ready to blow up the dynamite. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continuing team coverage.
Steve Hansen lives just a bit down the road from where the dynamite was detonated. He says around 4 a.m. he heard a loud boom, then felt the ground shake as the sky lit up. Despite how dangerous this could have been, Hansen and another neighbor I spoke to said they are not worried going forward.
I mean, there is some old homes around here, so you don't know what's in some of these homes.
Hansen says he hasn't seen anything like this in more than 20 years of living in the neighborhood. At the Chad Daybell trial today, the county coroner told the jury about the death of Chad's wife, Tammy. Chad claims that she was throwing up and he woke up when she rolled off the bed and fell on the floor dead. The coroner pointed out the people who are dead don't roll out of bed because they're dead. After several suspicious fires in Salt Lake City yesterday, authorities are now looking for a serial arsonist.
In the early hours of Tuesday morning, crews were called to four small fires in the area of 1st South and 5th East and down to 7th East.
Fire investigators do believe that they are all tied together.
Salt Lake City Fire Captain Brant Handcuff says they found a car, fence, and two dumpsters in flames. The close time and proximity leads them to believe that this is a repeat arsonist. They're asking that anyone with security cameras in that area to turn them into the fire department so they can look for suspicious activity. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is speaking out about the growing campus protests. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Mike Johnson is accusing the president of Columbia University of giving in to pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Johnson says the protesters have threatened Jewish students and spoken in support of Hamas. Meantime, students at the University of Texas at Austin staged a walkout today. They joined the growing number of students calling for their colleges to cut financial ties with Israel. Negotiations to enact a ceasefire in Gaza and to release the remaining hostages have all but stalled. This as Hamas has released a video appearing to show American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan. U.S. officials are still investigating the validity of that video, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it underscores the importance of bringing the hostages home.
We have insisted on proof of life. We have insisted on the release of all of these hostages from the beginning. And so I can't speak to what has caused them to choose to release the video at this time.
Sullivan says the administration will continue to do whatever they can to get the remaining hostages released. And the head of TikTok is promising to fight a measure that forces the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the United States. CEO Shou Chu releasing a video on the platform.
Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
The U.S. government is concerned that the Chinese owner of TikTok could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, the music is blaring. We're outside the Delta Center this afternoon. 4 o'clock is when the party gets started here. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera among the thousands of fans who are here to welcome our new hockey team. Eric.
Jeff, it seems like a lot of people are getting off early and heading this way. The crowd is already building, like you said. these lines are already huge and forming. They're all trying to be the first 5,000 fans to get their hands on some free tickets. And the Plaza Party doesn't even officially kick off until 4. But that didn't stop Jim Morgan, who's been counting down to the day he could say Utah has an NHL team, and shared what he thinks would be an ideal team name.
The Utah Powder Hounds. Because a hound is loyal and fierce. What more could you want in a mascot?
Powder Hounds. I like the way it rolls off the tongue.
I can picture a hound on ice skates with a hockey stick coming down a ski slope. Awesome logo.
Needless to say, there's an excitement and energy in the air that hasn't been felt here in Utah for a long time. I'll be out here all afternoon in the plaza, so if you see me, let's talk. Reporting live from the NHL Plaza Party, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Here at the booth across from the Delta Center, we have a whiteboard where you can vote on which team name you like. Right now, what do we have, about 20 votes, you'd say? And it's 2-1 in favor of the Utah Yetis. KSL News Time. 3:36, first look traffic. Ricky, what is going on?
It's a madhouse out there. We have a crash southbound I-15 leaving Centerville that's been blocking a right lane, causing delays. A stalled vehicle blocking a right lane eastbound on the 201 prior to Bangor Highway. But the nasty one is northbound I-15 in Utah County with delays starting after Lehigh Main Street up to the point of the mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is on the way next. Stay right here.